worlds. I'll bet she never had a backstreet guy. I'll bet her mama never told her.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. My name's Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天我们的节目呢，要说一下在英语里面形容一个很会打扮的人，一个非常有气质的人啊。当然除了 beautiful 以外，还有更加多然后更加贴切的一些用法来形容，那在今天的节目里我们都会分享。如果你是对这方面，你对时尚，对衣着打扮比较有兴趣的，我想今天的节目你会觉得非常有用，所以大家都可以到我们的微信公众号回复这个打扮气质漂亮来拿到今天的推送，只要搜索开言英语，开放的开，语言的言就行了。哎呀，我必须说，就是我们去年年底不是搞用户见面会吗？ Adam, we had a user meetup.
Right.
你有没有发现我们用户都特别有气质啊？
Every one of them.
是吧？就是自我提升的意识非常强嘛，然后我们说相由心生，这个气质其实更多是由内而外的一种 from inside out 的一种展现。那英语里面你觉得最好的说气质的是什么样的说法？
Well, the first two words that come to my mind are classy,
对
and sophisticated.
一个词比较短啊 classy 就是一个人他很有 class, 我们说 high class, 阶级 one of the translations of class.、
Right.
但是 if you talk about a person being very classy or has class, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a social class, it means they have this quality.、
Like you say, kind of from the inside out.
由内而外的。那Adam, 如果说一个人非常有气质是什么 they have class?
You can also say somebody has class or has a lot of class.、There's really no difference. Personally, myself, I like to say, you know, so-and-so, they've got a lot of class.、
而且这个是形容男性女性都可以的。
Yeah, they're both okay.
对，因为我的超级无敌大偶像 Roger Federer 费德勒、就是你看很多媒体的报道，他就是说 he's got a lot of class, 对吧？ 他是个男的，就形容他也完全 OK。 但是 sophisticated I feel is more used on women, maybe?
Yeah.
对吧？说一个男的好像就不太用 sophisticated 啊、比如有一个很经典的爵士的歌曲就叫 Sophisticated Lady, 对吧？
Can you sing that one?
不会。
After, next time.
I'm not so sophisticated, 不会唱，只知道名字而已。好，那另外两个词我觉得也比较常用的，一个是很优雅的。
Okay, so elegant.
Elegant, or someone is full of elegance. 一个是形容词，一个是名词，对吧？
Right.
那另外一个词呢，我觉得这个要跟大家好好值得说一下，是一个法语的词，但是后来它被吸纳进英语了，也现在很常用。
Right, so this one is chic.
Chic, 它的拼法的 spelling is
C-H-I-C.
但是它不念 chic, 它念 chic.
Chic, right.
Someone is very chic, and this is definitely when you talk about French women, 法国的女性，巴黎的女性，大家就感觉 they got this,
right?
They're very chic. 好，气质说完了以后呢，接下来我们来说说一些非常会打扮或者她打扮的特别精致的一些女性。哎，打扮英语怎么说呀？
Could we say sense of style?Can we say fashionable? Is that okay?
Fashionable, 有的时候 fashionable is very trendy, 对不对？ 就是那最新的潮流。But I feel like if you're talking about 一个人会打扮， maybe it's more classy or timeless, 对吧？ 可能是更加永恒的这种 style, 这种感觉 sense of style.
In any case, I would probably say like somebody they just know how to dress.
They know how to dress, so they've got a great sense of style.
Exactly.
然后这样的人呢，我觉得英语里面也经常有很多说法，比如你看一个不管女生男生，他从头到脚都是很和谐统一的啊， from head to toe, they've got this very well-groomed look,
okay.
this very well-heeled look.
Okay. So groomed here, yeah, groomed just means kind of take care of yourself.
对，很会打理自己的，这个我觉得用在男性的身上比较多，是吧？
Right, because guys, we don't want to admit that, you know, we use makeup and special products. So instead of, you know, makeup, we just say, you know, male grooming products.
对，我之前和 Connor 做的那期节目就讲到 personal care products, 就说到男性比如 hair products, 就头，然后你这些都做得很周到的话，就是 you're grooming yourself, you're very well-groomed, 对吧？
Yes. So is Connor very well-groomed?
Oh, he definitely is.No, Adam, you've got competition. 因为之前大家都说 Adam 是我们主播团队里最帅的，结果现在又来了一个，是吧？
Oh, okay.
好，那讲到讲完男性的 well-groomed, 我觉得形容女性有一个也叫 well 什么什么，但是这也是讲到鞋。
Okay, so well-heeled.
Heeled.但这个不一定是说他就是身上其他穿的很难看，就是穿了一双好的鞋，其实是 head to toe 都是打扮得很精致的。
It kind of means more like rich.
也比较有钱。对，因为有时候你打扮得好，他不得不还是要花点钱。那接下来的两个词呢，我自己更喜欢一点， describing someone very put together.
Okay, so this is kind of what I was thinking beforeSomeone who knows how to dress. Everything just looks right. You know, the colors are correct. The lines are all perfect. They just really look put together.
对 ,put together, 这两个词很简单嘛，放在一块 ,put together, 对吧？但是他这里形容的这个 idea, 概念就是像 Adam 前面说的，他全身的这个打扮都是很和谐，而且是 it just really fits them.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I threw on some clothes to come to the studio today, just whatever kind of was on top of the pile. So nobody would say, Adam, you look really put together today.
没有，而且我觉得 put together 和另外一个词 very polished. Polished,就是 polished 就是磨光嘛，就是很亮，对吧？如果一个人他的这个外表外观是很 polished, 也是就是打扮得很精致的，就是很一丝不苟的。因为现在 if you talk about being very trendy, fashionable, 大家看一些网红style bloggers, 或者像 Gigi 这样的模特，他们就是也很会打扮， but it's not necessarily a very put together and polished look, right?
Okay.
对，所以还是有不一样啊。我们前面讲的这些就比较 posh, 比较高级。英语里面说一个人他穿了很多名牌。
Well, we could say your expression before, right? From head to toe, maybe she's dressed in designer brands from head to toe.
那我们今天最后要看的一组呢，我觉得像 Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, 或者Chiara Ferragni 这样的 street style 街拍
OK
街拍，但在英语里面一般就是说 street style 对吧？
Yeah, you're right, street style.
网红英语怎么说啊？
The internet sensation is probably the best.
所以可以形容人？
Of course, yeah, a person, a trend, a style.
或者一个青团，上次我们说网红
yeah.
Green rice ball 都可以啊。Style blogger 就是博主，对吧？时尚博主啊。Style blogger 的这个风格一般 ，they're more daring.
Yeah, it's you know, I really like all of those elegant, you know, classy, chic looks we were talking about before. The street style for me, I don't know, it just doesn't speak to me.
Doesn't speak to you, 就是。不是你的菜是吧？
我的菜，对。
你没有共鸣。对，我前面说他们的风格比较 daring. So if you guys know the verb to dare someone to do something, or don't you dare, 就是你敢不敢，对吧？那这个 daring 就是形容词，就是比较大胆的。
Okay, so this is maybe a bit more, could we say, playful?
对，比较活泼，是的。
Or there's another word we often say, which is fashion forward.
啊，这词就表达我很喜欢 fashion， 大家都知道什么意思啊 ？Forward 是向前，所以他这个说的就是是比较走在潮流尖端的，对不对 ？Fashion forward。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not again. Not exactly my cup of tea here, but that's okay. A lot of respect.
好，那接拍的我们看到这儿。今天最后 no， 但我最后还是想辟出一些时间来专门谈一下怎么来形容一个非常有气质啊，也很会穿着打扮的男性。今天这个推送图里，我们明显找的都是意大利男性的照片。
Oh yeah, yeah, looks good.
哎呦，我是什么两年还是三年前去意大利，我到现在还记得，就是保安都非常帅啊。在马路上你看到骑着 scooter 就是助动车的男性，而且是可能六十多岁，头发都是白的。 They were so good looking too. They also have this very polished put together look.
Yeah.
是，对，就是打扮得非常一丝不苟的，但是 but not too serious. 我们可以怎么形容这样一个很会打扮很 stylish 的一个男人？
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's stylish. I mean, a lot of those words that we said before would also apply here, right? You know, it's classy, he's well put together.
但是也有一些我觉得是比较 男性专有的一些词，比如我们前面说的 well-groomed, right?是不是有一个说法叫 very dandy?
Well, dandy is...
Dapper, 什么的。
Dapper is pretty good. I like dapper. Dapper is maybe from, like,the 1930s, whereas...
Great Gatsby, 那个感觉。
Yeah, it makes me think of the Great Gatsby, whereas, like, dandy makes me think of, like, the 1830s.
这么复古啊。
Well,
1830年, dandy.
Or I don't know if you guys, if I could give a recommendation to our listeners, if you ever want to read some great English literature, there's an author named Oscar Wilde. Yeah, when I think dandy, I think Oscar Wilde, like purple suits, flowers.
Oh, 对 ,dandy 其实是有一些花里胡哨的。Dapper 比较好 ,yeah, dapper.
Yeah.
是还有一个词 sleek?
Sleek, you know...
Or slick? 我经常把这两个 confuse.
Slick is something that people often call me very, very slick.Because my hair is always slick.
Slick 也是就是有点像 well-groomed, 你的头发都梳很好。
The problem with slick is it has a kind of negative, you know, like a guy whose hair is slicked back, maybe he wants to sell you used...
Insurance.
Yeah, or insurance or something. So it's maybe not a good thing to call someone slick.
但是 sleek 比较好吗?
Sleek is good if you are very, very, very...slim.
Oh, 就是还得要苗条的男性。
Right, like,
又会打扮。
Like these Italian guys you were talking about, like I would say they look pretty sleek, whereas like, I don't know if you can think of a bigger guy, like maybe a heavier
like
guy.
Like The Rock.
Like, yeah, like The Rock.
巨石强森。
The Rock could come wearing, you know, really nice clothes. He could be really dapper.
But
you would
not
never、
sleek.
Say exactly, exactly.
Oh, 对，这就是区别，因为跟身材身形是也有关系的，对吧
？You got it.
好 ，good to know. 那我们今天说的几组都是特别，我觉得我们讲的也很开心，因为大家都爱美的东西嘛，是吧？希望你们听的也开心啊，学到了很多各种各样形容漂亮的、有气质的、会打扮的这些英语说法。那你比较喜欢哪一种风格呢？ Are you more like Adam? You're more into the classy put together look? Or are you more daring street style? 大家都可以到今天的留言里面来告诉我们。那我们的会员课程也有很多和 style 和时尚啊，这生活潮流有关的这个课程，如果你是我们的会员就可以去学习，大家可以搜索时尚啊 style 啊来找到这些课。那如果你还没有成为我们会员的话呢，大家也可以到我们的微信公众号先点击菜单尝试一下。因为我觉得这么多年跟我们开源会员的接触， 真的我们是非常了解大家的需求，不管是商务英语日常生活的话题，我想我们的生活都非常的丰富，我们会员的生活也非常丰富，所以我们的这些课程里面呢它都会反映。我们每天都有新课，然后也已经发布了快1000多课了，但是我们的价格一直都没有变过，学习一年只要629。好，谢谢大家的收听，我们下次再见，拜拜。
Bye guys.